Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
On today's wrestling news, an Attitude Era star has debuted on AEW Rampage.
Charlotte Flair and Andrade El Idolo finally tie the knot.
We've got a brand new TNT Championship belt.
And Paige Van Zandt is set to make her All Elite Wrestling in-ring debut at Double or Nothing.
Are you ready? Are you ready for the news time? Yes, my name is Phil Chambers and I'm joined by Gareth Morgan and Salty Sea Dog to talk all things wrestling news. But before we get into it, make sure you like the video, comment down below what you think of each of today's stories. Links to each of the stories are in the description below. Subscribe to the channel, all that good stuff. But first up, and Attitude Era has debuted on Rampage last night. Now, it was the Young Bucks versus Ted Cruz and Tyler Rust, but that is not the important part of this story. Obviously, the Bucks won, of course. But they came out dressed as the Hardy Boys, and it was absolutely fantastic. I can't remember which one was which, but one of them, Nick or Matt, whoever was Matt, did the whole thing where he jumped on the ropes and like fell over the top of it like he did in WWE all those years ago. Gangrel was there. He was the Attitude Era star that came out with them in the kind of new brood. And Brandon Cutler was obviously dressed as Lito, complete with the big thong. And all of this was absolutely incredible. Absolutely loved it. But like I say, yeah, the Bucks won. But at the end of it, they turned on Gangrel. Damn those heels. They were going to go and hit him for the BTE trigger, but then the Hardy Boys music hit and they came out and they were about to do Twist of Fates on both of the Young Bucks, but Brandon Cutler came out from behind them, hit them both on the back to break it up. Young Bucks kind of ran away, and then Brandon Cutler got hit by the Impaler DDT from Gangrel, and then a Twist of Fate, and then a Swanton Bomb. And then the Gangrel and the Hardys kind of reunited at the end, and it was absolutely fantastic. But this was so much fun.
Yep, I didn't have this on my 2022 bingo card, but I feel embarrassed now that I didn't. It was a fun moment. The crowd absolutely popped the tits off when Gangrel came out, and it was just great. It's such a simple thing, and it's been done to death, let's say, in the wrestling world at large, like this whole like parody thing where somebody comes down to the ring and everyone kind of boos because it's not the people they thought it was. But the Young Bucks made it feel fresh, because that's what the Young Bucks do. They just found a new little twist on it, a new little bit of edge to it, and it was great. There's not much more to add to this. Is just one of those surreal little 2022 moments that you get in AEW, and long may we get more. And I'm a bit more excited about this Young Bucks Hardy Boys match now at Double or Nothing, which is a weird sentence in and of itself, because you should always be giddy about that.
And go buy yourself some of Gangrel's fanging and banging barbecue sauce.
Has he paid you for that? Did you get paid?
He's
by
not,
it?
But I just love the name of it.
It's just incredible. Brilliant. Just a brilliant dude. But yeah, I don't know how to kind of go from that to this, so I'm just gonna
fanging and banging.
Fanging and banging. Speaking of some fanging and banging that's probably going on after this event. Sorry, I'm a terrible human. Charlotte Flair and Andrade El Idolo have now officially got married. Ah, it's lovely. I love love. Love, love. Love is lovely when it's on a Saturday Indeed. Morning, isn't it? This was first reported by People.com. Obviously, this has been something that's been reported across the wrestling world, that this has been incoming for the last couple of weeks now. But they got married. They got married in Mexico. There was 160 of their loved ones in attendance. Like Charlotte Flair had like a sister, a sister-in-law, loads of other people as bridesmaids. Andrade had his groomsmen were all of his uncles, because he's got a lot of uncles, apparently. And yeah, this is just something that they've been engaged now for like, what, a year and a bit? And like loads of wrestlers were there for the wedding. Like Rey Mysterio was there without his mask. I know, crazy. What a world we live in. Apollo Crews was there. Finn Balor. Fenen. I never know how to say her name, but that's obviously the former Nia Jax. She was a bridesmaid of Charlotte Flair. And obviously Ric Flair was there. He walked Charlotte down the aisle. And it just seemed like a really lovely day. And like there's no great drama, no great controversy. They're apparently now going to jet off to Costa Rica for their much-deserved honeymoon. And it's a happily ever after, really. I mean, there was all this talk about a year ago of maybe they'd split up, maybe there was something going on behind the scenes, but they just poo-pooed all of that, and they've carried on, they've kept stronger and stronger, and now they've got married. So, yeah, Andrade is now officially Andrade Flair, because obviously he must be taking Charlotte's name, because I would not want to argue with that lady.
Of course, yeah, why wouldn't you?
Yeah, it's like, Andrade Flair!
But yeah, congratulations to Charlotte and Andrade. Not much more to add.
Yeah.
Happy things.
Yeah.
But speaking of fanging and banging, Sammy Guevara and Tay Conti, they destroyed the TNT Championship last week. And Scorpio Sky came out of Rampage last night, and he's got a brand new TNT Championship belt. And it's lovely. It's very nice. Mm. It's Kobe Bryant themed. It's got 8 and 24 on the back, which is LA Lakers numbers. It's got like the purple like flag branding thing at the bottom of it, and it's got like this nice sort of yellow gold leather front and a purple back, and it's all just very gold and shiny and just pretty lovely. I really like it.
It's my favorite. I think this and Miro's TNT titles, they're definitely my favorites, and I love this how we get this customization now with this belt. That everyone kind of puts their own spin on it.
Sammy Guevara's customization was questionable.
Yeah, like smashing it up or wearing two.
Or, you know, just jizzing all over it.
Didn't want to shine a light on that film with that. But yeah, I love this one. I'm going to go back to the actual story because my brain just exploded there. I love the title. I think it looks great. It's just something a bit different, and it adds a bit more, weirdly, just adds more prestige to it straight away. Just seeing a new belt, having that associated with Scorpio Sky, it's just a simple thing. And obviously, this was... Yeah, it kind of ties into my story as well, so I'm just going to like go straight into it. But obviously, Paige...
I will say, the story by way they got to this new belt was incredibly dumb.
Oh, yeah.
Incredibly.
Oh, big time.
They still have the spare one. They still have that.
Yeah, it was somewhere. In a case.
They didn't need a new one.
They literally had it. Like, on this episode of like Rampage, you saw like Sammy Guevara and Kazarian and Ty Conti were like backstage, and there was like a glass cabinet that had that belt in it. Like maybe a replica or whatever it was, but it had that belt, and they were like, let's smash it again. And then Sammy was like, no, let's not smash it again. Let's smash the BMF UFC title instead, because that's one of a kind. And yeah, but wouldn't the TNT one now be one of a kind? Because you'd smashed
it. You broke the other one, yeah.
It's just baffling. And anyway. That all then led to Guevara and Kazarian and Conti saying, oh, we should have a six-man tag match if you want these belts back at Double or Nothing. Yeah. And then the men of the hour were incensed in the ring. We're like, how dare they take those straps? How dare they do this? Let's challenge him. We're going to take up that challenge. And Paige VanZant's going to be on our team. And if we beat you at Double or Nothing, then the boys can't challenge for the TNT title. But assumingly, Ty Conti can just do whatever the hell she wants, because this just had not been properly thought through, evidently. But it is what it is. The real story here was Paige VanZant is going to make a big in-ring debut at Double or Nothing, which is huge, massive, great. Have you seen all the videos of her training online? She did like a Michinoku driver recently and loads of like gut-wrench suplexes on an Instagram video. And she's been trained by, of all people, Gangrel at his like training facility that he's got right now. I think it's, I don't know if it's in California, is it? It is. No, it's Coastal Championship Wrestling in Florida. There you go. So that's where he's been doing that with Paige Van Zandt. And she's looking pretty damn good, I'll be honest. Obviously, she's a bare-knuckle fighting championship fighter right now. She's a former UFC fighter. Definitely got pedigree when it comes to throwing down in the ring, but she's a well-known face, adds a bit more star power to the card. It does feel a bit tacked on, let's be honest, because a lot of this Double or Nothing card's just kind of been thrown together, not necessarily at the last minute, but just kind of been stuffed onto the card. And I don't know, I'm intrigued. I'm at least a little bit intrigued by this, even if the weird belt stealing and smashing stuff's been odd.
Yeah, 100%. I hope this is really good. I hope it's a good debut for Paige Van Zandt. I mean, if Double or Nothing needed anything, it was more matches. So it's good that they've managed to fit 13 on this card.
My brain hurts.
13. Not necessary. Not necessary, Tony. But it should be good fun, hopefully. And yeah, don't have much more to write. I really hope it's just really good.
Yeah.
Let's hope. The women's division needs more star power like that. And it'd be really good to have that. Mm-hmm. But speaking of banging and banging, let's move over to your Twitter
God's
questions.
Sake, Phil.
The first one comes from Edward Shiraz Hans. He says, G'day. Who do you think Wardlow's next feud will be after Adam's best friend? Obviously, speaking of MJF, it's a lovely picture of a doggo. Who do you think what's next for Wardlow?
It's really tough, this, isn't it? Because for the longest time, this has been the end game, like the him to maybe conquer MJF or whatever does happen at Double or Nothing, and not a lot of people kind of thought past that, which it's interesting. The world's his oyster, so to speak. Maybe he could transition over to the TNT title scene for a little bit, because that scene just needs something engaging, just needs something just to grip it and just make it watchable again, because it's in a bit of a mess. It is in a bit of a mess. Maybe they just throw him straight into the world title scene. You could have that feud with CM Punk if he wins the world title against Adam Page. That could be interesting, because obviously they've got their little history of all the MJF stuff. That could be a natural progression of this story, you could say. But there's a lot that you could do with Wardlow, because he is getting madly over.
Yes, absolutely. Whatever it needs to be, is it needs to be a step up and like keep him sort of elevated and keep the heat going up on him. But I would have said as well, going into the TNT title picture, probably before this title belt came, because now it feels like maybe Scorpio Sky is going to have a bit of a longer run with it. Yeah. Now that he's actually got his kind of custom belt. But if you just chucked Wardlow into that, it would fix that. Mm. And we could move away from this American Top Team versus Sammy Guevara take on D stuff, which has not been working, let's say. And if Wardlow won that belt and then just went on a really dominant run, start getting some sort of bigger people to wrestle, some like longer matches and things, some more challenges as he goes along and just goes on a really dominant TNT title run, I think that would be really, really good fun. Much like kind of Rusev did with the TNT title in kind of a similar vein. I think that'd be really good fun. And then you can elevate him from there after he's had a good long run with it up into the title picture, probably when MJF beats CM Punk, and then we can do it all again. Come full circle.
Yep, I'm up for that.
The next question is from, where is it, John Harrison, who says, when not doing the live stream, how do you like to enjoy a pay-per-view? A few beers and some snacks, or a whole lot of black coffee and hard sugar? As you know damn well, it's going to be daylight by the time the last bell rings.
Well, we're going to peel back the curtain now, because I'll be honest, if I can avoid staying up all night watching a pay-per-view, probably am. I'm getting old. It's only like the odd special occasion, let's say like the Royal Rumble or WrestleMania, really, that I'll go out of my way to stay up at night, see what's going down.
Yeah.
Because we do a lot of content and we did a lot of stuff, and like you want to be as fresh as you can to write and talk and present these kind of things. So sometimes it's better to. I tend to have a Monday off. I don't know if you're the same, Phil, but like if you've got that Monday, maybe just watch the show a couple of hours later on that Monday, a bit more within your senses, with a nice cup of coffee, maybe with a bowl of cereal, you know, in a typical Michael Hamflett kind of fashion. But that's the way I'd usually go about it if I can.
Yep, 100%, me too. I work Tuesday to Saturday, obviously, because we're here. So I've got the Mondays off, so if I'm not doing a live stream, I will 100% just sit down on Monday morning. I won't look at my phone when I get up out of bed for the first time, and I'll just get myself some cereal and a cup of coffee, and I'll go watch it and have a nice time without having to be absolutely knackered, especially AEW stuff. Oh. 13 matches, it's way too long. And those AEW streams are really hard, because they just go on till, like, 6 or 7 o'clock in the morning.
And the last live stream I did involved me getting on a train to Newcastle at about 7, 8 o'clock at night, getting into Newcastle for about 11, going straight into the What Culture offices.
First train in the morning back.
And literally, yes, sleeping and going straight on the train back. So it was a long, long day, but it was worth it because it was WrestleMania night one, baby, and it was great. Stone Cold.
I will say the Royal Rumble is the one I watch every single time. I think I've watched it live almost every year since like 1999 because the Royal Rumble is just the best.
Yeah, apart from this year.
Similar with WrestleMania. Not quite as many that have watched live probably WrestleManias, but Royal Rumble is definitely.
Yeah, they're the good ones.
But the final question of the day comes from not just another sexy bald guy who says the Money in the Bank briefcase.
I did not send a question in, Phil.
Right. The Money in the Bank briefcase is full of biscuits. Now, who in the What Culture office is taking it home? Now, this has quite a lot of lore behind it.
Because
if you don't know anything about What Culture, we like biscuits.
It's a good point.
So who have you got?
Who have you got
in the What Culture Money in the Bank ladder match?
It's definitely not me. I would not win this match. I would not have the drive. I'd be taken out very early. I get like Kevin Owens off the top of a ladder through a table.
I think you've got to think about the like risk to reward situation here. Like you and Miller, you're probably not going to be after biscuits as much.
No, we're just not going to
like
be driven.
Andy Murray.
It's like there's going
to
be
no offense to Andy Murray.
No, but it is what it is. Perfectly valid. It's like I feel like Murray or Hamlet would kick the crap
Murray
out of us in this kind of situation.
That's going to be an absolute scrap. If you don't know anything, we used to have biscuit meetings in the What Culture office where me, Murray, and Adam Nicholas would just sneak into a different room and eat loads of biscuits.
Yeah.
So there's going to be a scrap between Murray, me, Nicholas. And Hamlet, definitely.
I think if it was cereal.
If it was cereal, that'd be a whole different ballgame.
Yeah.
But that four-way on top of the ladder will be more furious than any Money in the Bank ladder match you have ever seen, I can promise you that.
Book it. Book it, Phil. Let's get it done.
Book it, indeed.
Yeah. We'd sell out the Allegiant Stadium in that match. Yeah. Tell you right
absolutely.
Now.
Absolutely. But that is the news for today. Thank you very much for joining us. If you want, you can follow us over on Twitter. You can follow me at PhilMyChambers, and you can follow Gareth
at GMorgan04.
And you can follow Salty Sea Dog on Instagram. Just my account, PhilMyChambers again, but it's just pictures of the dog, so why wouldn't you want to do that? And you can also go to Petrichor Paws and get 30% off your order by using the code Salty Sea Dog. Even better.
Make sure you
subscribe to the channel. Comment down below what you think of all today's news stories, including how you watch pay-per-views and who you would think would win the Money in the Biscuit ladder match. Or biscuit in the bank, probably.
I want Money in the Biscuit. I think that'd be a much more rewarding endeavor.
Book it. Do your fantasy booking for the Money in the Biscuit ladder match down in the comments below. Subscribe, comment, share, watch more videos. Ups and Downs is coming later on today. Have yourselves a bloody good day.
Hell yeah. Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.